Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Use Your Psalm 91 Weapon Already in Progress.
You need to learn how to pray for your neighbors, for people, for anywhere, everywhere, in the store, wherever, you need to learn how to pray. Is everybody you can pray for going to get healed? Probably not, but they may. You never know. But if you don't pray for them, they won't get healed. I'll tell you that for sure. But if you do pray for them, some of them will get healed. I know. You can just look around in this room at the people that's here today that have been healed. Yeah, how many in this room have been healed that through this ministry? A whole bunch of you. Okay, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Walk in obedience to His Word, and He will keep you healed. Yes. Right, Miss Carrie? Yes. Huh? Yes. Yes, 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 praise the Lord. We love it. I want every one of you to make the Lord a promise that you will start reading Psalms 91 at least once a day. Will you do that?
Yes.
I mean, if there ain't nothing wrong with you, it still would be nice. I think God would love it for you just to get in the Word with Him and read His Word. Read, if nothing else, just Psalm 91, don't you think?
Absolutely.
Do the best you can to read it. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Not only read Psalms 91, but learn to memorize it. Work on that. Like a young man the other day came to me and he says, you know, Pastor Scrivener, I went to a healing school and I told him that I needed to know what he had to do to get people healed. And he said, well, you need to know the Word. And so I said, okay, how much Word do I need? He said, well, how long have you been a Christian? He said, I told him I'd been a Christian about 15 or 20 years. He said, well, then the Lord says, study to show yourself approved unto God. So he said that you probably should have at least 500 verses committed to memory. He said, I like to fell over. I couldn't believe he expected me to have 500 verses committed to memory. But, you know, that's why we don't see anything, too, isn't it? Because we don't have a lot. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I guess I ought to just start down the row right here and start saying, who can quote me a verse? I wonder how many verses we could get if we were to this little group right here today, if we all said one or two verses. I wonder how many we could get. Reckon we could get a couple of hundred?
Yeah.
I bet you we could too. Some of y'all in here could probably quote a couple of hundred verses. Really? Really? Wow. But I don't want us, no grumbling and complaining. I want us to praise the Lord and worship Him and thank Him for all the things He's done for us. Thank Him for these kids over at Christ Haven that Cheryl read about today. There's so many of them kids, you know, that, you know, this girl's name and her pictures are just rolling through my head when I think about when she was 6 years old. She went to school that morning up in the Northeast. She was 9 years old. 9 years old and in the third grade. And when she came home from school that afternoon, her mother had left her and took everything, and there was nothing for her to eat or nothing. She cried in her bedroom for 3 days before somebody heard her and found her. Yeah, 3 days. That's unbelievable to me how a woman could run off and leave her own child like that. None of you in here, I hope none of you here were ever treated like that. I hope you were not. If you were, I don't want to know about it. It's amazing, amazing what people do. But today that girl is a hard-working girl. She's got her own kids. It's amazing. So anyway, I've told some of you this story before when I was down in North Richardson Hill and I went to I forget what kind of church it was, but I spoke down there on faith. And that day there was a man there that had his hand all twisted up and twisted back like this, and he couldn't open the hand or nothing. And he came up and wanted me to pray for him, and I did. And right there that day when I prayed for him, God opened that hand, and it started working. And it hadn't worked in 8 years. I didn't know the guy, so I told him, I said, you know, give me a card with your name and your address and everything. He lived somewhere right there close. I said, tomorrow I want to come by and see you. And he said, okay. So he's running around there screaming and jumping up and down and everything. So the next day, next afternoon, I drove back down there and went to his little apartment. And when I got up to the apartment, I knocked on the door, and he says, come on in, it's open. And so I just reached down and turned the doorknob and pushed the door and walked in. And here's this little guy sitting in the middle of his bed. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And I thought to myself, I have two of those things that work every day, and I have never said thank you, Lord, for my hands working. But let me tell you what I did that day. You know what I did that day? I praised him and worshiped him and thanked him that my hands both worked. You know, it's amazing if all of us, if there was nothing wrong with none of us, and we didn't know how bad it is to have parts missing, you would never be able to associate what people have to go through. You would never, I mean, if everything worked all the time, you know, hey, everything works. If your hand works, it's supposed to work. But God says, I made your hand, your eyes, and everything for you. So you ought to praise me for them. Okay, Lord, thank you that I got eyes. Thank you that I can see. Thank you that I have hands and arms and legs, and I can walk and run and play. And Lord, I thank you for everything. Because so many of us probably don't say anything. But I want you to start thanking the Lord. You know, when you leave here today, before you leave here today, as you walk out or as you're going out, just like Jack was years ago when Jack first got his back healed, I prayed for Jack and nothing happened. His back didn't feel no better. He goes out and gets in the car, and I tell him, I said, just keep praising the Lord, Jack. He'll heal it. Well, he got to the car and reached down and opened the door, and when he did, all of a sudden he realized there's no pain in his back. And that's been years ago, hadn't it, Jack? And so God healed Jack's back right there. And of course, from that day forward, I don't know how much he used to thank the Lord for how much his back worked, but I bet he says it more often now than he used to. Because, you know, I'm grateful. Aren't you grateful? I'm grateful that God does that. But something that I really want us to be aware of, and I know all of you are looking and around and seeing what's going on in the world. One of the men that was here last Sunday, his son was in England, was in London. And he was going to school over there. And some of his family went over there. But he prayed Psalms 91 everywhere they went, the whole time they were gone until they got back. And of course, when he got back, he was at church Sunday, and he said that, you know, there was no problems. Everything worked great because I was praying Psalm 91 over my family. But the next week, you all saw what happened this last week, right? That young man and his wife that were celebrating their 25th anniversary wasn't quite so lucky. It wasn't quite so lucky. If you've got people that's going to be going places, especially if they're going to, not only just here, they're going to be going places outside the United States or even in the United States, it would be a good idea to start praying Psalm 91 over your loved ones on a regular basis. I'm going to have to tell myself that too, because I've got a family, I've got children, I've got grandchildren, everything, and they need to be prayed over, because the way things are going right now, you don't know where these Muslims and these terrorists are going to be, but they're all over. And they have a goal to annihilate us. Do y'all know that? Yes. You have the best weapons in the world if you use it. If you use it, use that weapon, the Word of God, Psalm 91. Pray over your loved ones. Because if you don't pray over them, you have no protection. And you have no idea of what those people can do. But, you know, they're bringing more and more and more of those terrible terrorist people into the country, into the America and everywhere else. I don't want my children and grandchildren to be hurt. Do you?
No.
So what are we going to get? How are we going to stop it? We're going to use Psalm 91 and we're going to pray Psalm 91. One more time. I want you to read just Psalm 91 out loud one more time. And then we're going to pray for people. Cheryl's going to get her glasses on. Praise the Lord. Now listen, this is Psalm 91.
God's prayer of protection. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely He will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. You will not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. If you make the Most High your dwelling, even the Lord, who is my refuge, then no harm will befall you, no disaster will come near your tent. For He will command His angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. You will tread upon the lion and the cobra. You will trample the great lion and the serpent. Because He loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. He will call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation.
Amen. Psalm 91.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, Use Your Psalm 91 Weapon, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.